Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And right now it's 7 o'clock. A manhunt is underway after a deadly mass shooting at a 4th of July parade near Chicago. Within the last hour, a person of interest was identified. You're taking a look at his photo now. What we have found on this suspect's YouTube channel.
Plus, a rally outside the state capitol for women's reproductive freedom, one of several happening across the country. Hear from one of the protesters. Mike?
Lena, the live dual Doppler 5000 radar still active in our southern counties with some showers and storms. I'll show you how long these will last into the evening coming up.
This morning, families in Highland Park, Illinois, left home to enjoy a 4th of July parade. Tonight, a mass shooting has forever changed their lives. I'm Lena Tellez.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. It was a barrage of gunfire, killed six people, injured at least 26 others. We want to bring you the latest right now. We know in the last 15 minutes, the FBI has launched a website for any tips and digital uploads.
Investigators are also urging the public to share anything that they have, video, pictures, anything. And about an hour ago, investigators identified a 22-year-old as a person of interest.
This is one of the newest developments. Mark Boyle has been following this every step of the way, Mark, from the WRAL Live Center. And you have the latest now on this person of interest, this suspect who police are searching for.
Robert Cremo is his name, Dan. And this video, this live picture just came into the Live Center. We can confirm that these pictures are coming in from the Chicago area. What we don't know is if this is believed to be an area where that suspect may be hiding out or not. But this is certainly a very large scene that we're following for you. We'll let you know what changes in terms of the search for the person responsible. This photograph right here, released 30 minutes ago from the Highland Park Police, Robert Cremo. We're going to show this to you again here and take a listen to what was on his YouTube channel right here.
I am breaking through no matter what, like a sleepwalker, unable to stop and think. My actions will be valiant, and my thought is unnecessary.
And you see him holding what appears to be a weapon in one of those descriptions or pictures, rather, with a cartoon and also paintings or drawings of blood coming from somebody else. So that account, importantly here enough to mention, has now been taken down. We have the recordings. We're going through all of those. We're going to continue to show you what we find on those YouTube channel videos posted from what believes to be that of this suspect, Robert Cremo. And again, he has not been taken into custody, according to police, but active scenes playing out right now in the Chicago area. Six people killed here, more than 20 others injured in that shooting around 10:15 this morning, 11:15 our time. A lot to tell you about. We'll keep you updated here in the Live Center. Back to you.
All right. That was incredibly disturbing to see. Mark, thank you. Well, more than 100 people attended a rally for reproductive rights in downtown Raleigh tonight. The women called for abortion rights to be protected in North Carolina after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The group gathered outside the state capitol around 3 o'clock and then marched through downtown. This group was one of many across the nation rallying for abortion rights. And we talked to one of the protesters this evening.
We want to make sure that the legislature stands up for women's rights, too, and supports legislation that gives women equal rights.
Many of those who marched were also invited to step to the front of the crowd and share their experiences. Organizers said they would be returning to this same spot in the future to rally.
The 4th of July vacationers, well, they're on their way home. They're making their way back to regular life, picking things up at the airport. That's getting busy again. Live look at RDU International right here. We checked the cancellations and the delays that were happening here over the past hour or so. And today we know at RDU, 42 total flights were delayed so far today, according to FlightAware. Nationally, more than 20,000 flights were delayed nationwide. As we take a look out on the road, things not looking too bad. Of course, this is a live image. This is just a still. Of course, the cars aren't moving, as you can tell behind me. This is I-40 at Business 70. The State Department of Transportation did open lanes and suspend some construction in some parts to keep things moving as smoothly as they could. Those crews will get back to work tomorrow evening. You're looking live now at Nag's Head, one of the places to be this weekend. On the left, that's the Outer Banks, Carolina Beach. On the right, where the crowds are starting to thin out, as they would at this time of night on a Monday, holiday or not. There's been a moderate risk for a rip current along the coast, most of our coast today. Meteorologist Mike Mays in for Cat Campbell tonight with your fireworks forecast. Is it going to be a clear sky for folks tonight, Mike?
I think most of what you see right now, Dan, on the live dual Doppler 5000 radar will die down by the time we get to 9 to 10 o'clock. Been some heavy rain over Sampson County, Southern Cumberland County, and this outflow boundary that we've been tracking since about 4 o'clock, producing new showers over parts of Harnett County, getting close to Coates, maybe eventually over toward Anger, and maybe something here in Wake County as we head through the evening hours. Futurecast shows the majority of what we're seeing right now dying down by the time we get to 9 o'clock, but it is showing activity popping up around Wake County, just these tiny little showers, so we cannot rule out something locally till about 9 or 10 o'clock, and then after that, activity will die down. So your forecast for this evening: by 8 o'clock, 85. By 9 o'clock, 82. We'll hold on to a 20% chance for a shower. By 10 o'clock, partly cloudy and about 80. Now, a whole lot of us didn't see rain yesterday or today, but there are signs we could have a better chance for storms by Wednesday. Unfortunately, that comes with a threat for severe weather. Dan, I'll outline that coming up in less than 15 minutes.
You got it. Thanks, Mike.
We're following several other big stories today locally. Take a look.
I'm Monica Casey in Durham, where local leaders are asking people not to engage in celebratory gunfire this Independence Day. Firing guns into the air can have deadly consequences for innocent bystanders, such as 74-year-old Paulette Thorpe, who was killed by a stray bullet on the 4th of July 2 years ago. Thorpe's family says the lack of arrest in her case has been difficult, and they still miss her. Friends describe her as fun-loving and kind. Durham city leaders urge gun owners to be responsible this holiday, celebrating in other ways rather than firing weapons. In Raleigh, Alex Christie was grazed by a stray bullet from celebratory gunfire while watching fireworks last year. She was left with a bruise and some nerve damage. She tells me she still struggles with pain and soreness. Monica Casey, WREL News in Durham.
I'm Matt Tallhelm in Raleigh. Right now, drivers here in North Carolina are taking part in a study to determine the costs of replacing the gas tax you pay every time you put gas into your tank with a mileage-based user fee. The 17-state Eastern Transportation Coalition is looking at how a mileage-based user fee would work as a way to fund transportation projects. NCDOT says the gas tax accounts for about 61% of funding for road construction and maintenance. That funding's declining as more drivers make the switch to electric or more fuel-efficient vehicles. The coalition estimates rural drivers in North Carolina would save the most with a mileage-based user fee, $17 a year. Urban drivers would pay about $10 more a year, since they tend to have more fuel-efficient or electric vehicles. The coalition's looking to enroll about 450 drivers here in North Carolina for this pilot study. If you'd like to learn more or to take part, you can go to our website and click on this story at WREL.com. Matt Tallhelm, WREL News, Raleigh.
And gas prices are coming down. It's been a slow drop, yet we're headed in a positive direction. As of today, AAA shows the average price of gas in North Carolina is $4.44. In Raleigh, it's the same. Prices are down 10 cents a gallon since last Monday.
Even with fears that a recession could be in our future, continue to grow, the Triangle is seeing thousands of new job openings. There are more than 50,000, for instance, postings within the tech industry, all leading the way. As WREL's Joe Fisher reports, the job market could help minimize the impact of an economic slowdown.
Thousands of job openings signal the area is still booming, but a local economist says not even the strong jobs market makes the Triangle recession-proof.
The chances are high enough that we should be concerned.
Economist Mike Walden puts the chances of a recession in the next year at 50%.
For a household, I think the big concern there is making financial commitments that maybe you couldn't keep.
Especially for purchases relying on financing. That's because the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates even higher as it tries to bring down record inflation without seriously stunting economic growth.
Right now, there key rate is at 2%. I think they may have to take it up to as high as 5%. Now, put that in context. What happened 40 years ago, that key rate had went up to 20%. So we could be in a lot worse shape than we are now.
If a recession happens, Walden says the Triangle could fare better than many places because of companies moving and expanding here. Right now, WREL TechWire reports more than 50,000 openings, with more than 8,000 in the tech industry. The manufacturing, life sciences, and clean tech industries are also looking for workers.
It signifies that we're a booming area or a growing area.
Still, Walden says we are starting to see signs of an economic slowdown.
We've seen an increase in initial claims for unemployment. We saw a decline in building permits. There are some indicators from the housing market that things are slowing down. Buyers are not out there as much.
A pause in rapid growth, he says, could allow for a reset, and it could help potential buyers, for example, re-enter the ultra-high market. Walden says balance will be key to bring prices down and keep earnings high.
If we do have a rise in unemployment, I think it might be 5 or 6%, not double-digit rates.
And for more information on all of those jobs, you can go to WRELTechWire.com, where we have posted links to various job boards to get you started with those applications. I'm Joe Fisher, WREL News, Raleigh.
At least 8 law enforcement agencies want you to know they're not selling $10 t-shirts.
Ahead, the bogus stories scam artists are using to lure you into thinking it's a legitimate fundraiser.
Plus, new information continues to come in by the minute on that barrage of gunfire at a Highland Park 4th of July parade outside of Chicago. Mark Boyle is back in less than 5 minutes with what he has learned since the top of this newscast. And we have a live look at Lake Gaston. Meteorologist Mike Mays in for Cat Campbell tonight. And let you know what you need to look out for as you head out the door to watch some fireworks tonight.
Updates are still coming in from Highland Park, where the shooter is still not in custody. Mark Boyle has been monitoring developments in the Live Center for hours. He joins us now with the latest information. Mark?
Lena, the FBI just putting out this bulletin since 7 o'clock. This is the first time we're now seeing this, describing Robert Cremo here, the third, as the key person they're searching for. The headline, multiple homicides in mass shooting. These are some live aerials coming in from the Highland Park area, not far from Chicago, just north of downtown Chicago. It is believed that the suspect possibly lived in this area. That's what we're hearing from officials there and reporters there on the ground in that community. So we'll keep an eye on these pictures coming in from Chicago here tonight as they search for Cremo. They are looking for him door to door, literally everywhere they can think that he might be hiding. Now, local law enforcement and retired law enforcement reacting to what they saw play out as 6 people were shot and killed at that parade this morning and more than 20 others injured and sent to the hospital, some with critical injuries.
This is a new level of terror here. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times these folks who commit these terrible crimes also have a bit of a death wish with them, to the point where they stay at the scene, or they actively involve police, or they engage or encounter police. This individual got away from the scene.
And there are guaranteed to be updates on this story as the search continues. In the top of the 7 o'clock newscast, we showed you some of what we believe is the YouTube channel belonging to Robert Cremo. We're diving deeper into that, analyzing that, much more to come on that here on Fox 50 at 10 and WREL News at 11 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, I hope the next time we talk to you, Mark, it's about an arrest.
That's right.
Appreciate the report. Now to an important warning for you. Scammers are pretending to be from law enforcement agencies and then trying to steal your money using a t-shirt scam. We're hearing from multiple North Carolina agencies. They sent out the warnings over the weekend. People reported getting text messages from unknown numbers trying to sell them these t-shirts. The Dunn Police Department, they posted this photo of what the text looks like. The messages direct people to a website where they can then make the purchase, but law enforcement agencies want to reiterate, these people are not selling t-shirts. They're trying to steal your money.
All right. Take a look at this sold out crowd here at the DBAP. The game started about 30 minutes ago, and it'll wrap up with a spectacular fireworks display. WRAL's Aaron Thomas joins us live tonight at the ball field. You know, Aaron, I'm going to call you out because I'm pretty sure I saw you chewing. Not sure if you're enjoying something delicious there at the ballpark.
But you know, I had to make sure I had nothing in my teeth at all. So the last thing I ate was a banana before I went on air. I had to make sure that wasn't wasn't in my teeth, but this is a much different scene than from the last time that we checked it at 5:15. You can see that the stadium is pretty much near capacity, as you see many of these fans are seeing the Durham Bulls take on the Memphis Redbirds. Now at 9:15 tonight, hopefully no weather interruptions, is when fireworks are expected to light the sky. Now if you don't have a game ticket but want to see the fireworks, officials say that guests can be out on the concourse in the ballpark, but not in a seat. Purchasing a ticket to the game ensures a spot. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. Gates open for general admission at the end of the seventh inning. Now, among the crowd tonight, we caught up with a group of co-workers who decided to come along with the residents from the retirement community that they work at. All are looking forward to tonight's game and the fireworks show afterwards.
I normally be parked on the side of the highway, but now it's very big tonight because I'm inside.
I got to see a good show, a good ball game, and a good show afterwards. I'm good.
There you go. And there are other places to try to take in the fireworks show if you can't get into the concourse. You have the grassy area behind the Diamond View Park. There's Burt B's outside of the North Deck, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe right where we're standing right by right now. And then there's also Pony Story. So it should be a pretty good time. Officials tell me that it's supposed to be a pretty big, extravagant show.
Okay, Aaron, so you had a banana. Please get some nachos. You're making me feel bad.
Forget the fruit. What are you doing? I'm at the game.
Get some nachos. Listen, I got to watch my figure, you know? I mean, we're still in summertime, so, you know, I got to watch that beef body figure.
He is looking pretty good, I will say. All right, Aaron, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, we know not everyone's able to go to Durham and catch the great fireworks show tonight, but we have compiled a list of all the places you can go to enjoy the dazzling lights and explosions in the sky. Go to WREL.com for your 4th of July guide. It's an easy way to find where to go tonight, where to see the fireworks. It's on our homepage or the WREL app.
Yeah, if you wanted to stay home in less than an hour, the Macy's 4th of July Spectacular gets underway in New York City. This is the 46th year for this big show, lighting up the New York skyline. Organizers say 17 different sparkling patterns will be displayed in the sky. Fireworks are set to start at 9:25.
If people are going out tonight, Mike, how's it shaping up for them?
By the time we get to 9 to 10 o'clock, when you see the fireworks ongoing, maybe a 20% chance for a shower, and that's about it. So we expect a lot of what you're seeing on the radar right now to die down once we get to about 8 or 9 o'clock. There could still be a few stray showers around the triangle. We've watched that outflow boundary moving from Wilson County earlier this afternoon, now making its way into Harnett County, and it really has developed new showers. Take a look as we zoom on in. Pretty hefty shower now on the eastern side of Harnett County. This is building and sagging to the south, so maybe getting over to Dunn, maybe over to Benson seeing the shower, and I'm hoping at least, that this continues to move to the west and starts to develop new showers over southern Wake County, because I thoroughly missed out last night, and there's some heavy showers to the south that will gradually fade away, and our chance for rain tomorrow only about 30%, but there's hope for bigger rain coming Wednesday. I'll show you that coming up. There's another look at the DBAP, Lake Gaston. What a beautiful day. Lowered humidity today, lots of sunshine, no rain. Clinton, your skies are darkening up a bit. It's to your south you're seeing rain, and we have you covered in Durham with the WREL Durham Newsroom right around the corner from the DBAP. Still hot. Whew, 91 out at RDU after a high of 94. 84 though in Fayetteville. The dew point almost 80. It's steamy there. 77 in Clinton, 86 at South Hill, 86 right now in Roxborough. So what we're going to watch in the coming days is a large ridge of high pressure developing here and initiating a northwest flow aloft. And when we have big ridges like this set up, a lot of times we see thunderstorms develop on top of the ridge. And we've got a storm system that's going to help generate these storms, and they're going to follow the upper level flow. So by Wednesday, some of the storms that we see come our way could be severe. In fact, the entire state pretty much under a level 2 threat for severe weather for damaging wind gusts. And what we're expecting is what we call a mesoscale convective complex, a small scale area of storms that can travel hundreds of miles over several hours and remain intense to severe. And that's the possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if we have a severe thunderstorm watch issued on Wednesday with multiple severe thunderstorm warnings. In the morning, it's quiet. This is the way the timing looks right now. Storms begin to approach by 3 o'clock, swiftly move through the area, could dump some heavy rain. We actually have a low-end threat for flooding during the day on Wednesday, the potential for localized flooding, and we may see even more of this kind of storm activity coming down the pike for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. And the hard part about all this is the timing and how it will impact our afternoon highs. So early shower or thunderstorm to our south, then dry overnight, perhaps some patchy fog and clouds in the morning, and then low to mid-90s tomorrow afternoon with only about a 30% chance for a thunderstorm. So check out your 7-day forecast, and there are a lot of opportunities for showers and storms, but due to the nature of the storms, especially Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they may be more hit and miss. But on Wednesday, we're going to actually watch to see if it comes in with a line, which would ensure that a whole lot of us get wet. Unfortunately, it would come along with a threat for wind damage. 95 the high. That's if we have enough sunshine and the storms come later in the day. If they come earlier and we see more cloud cover, it could be in the lower 90s. Lower 90s for Thursday, Friday. By Saturday, we have the next cold front coming in. That will bring its own showers and storms. Some of these could be strong, and then perhaps cooler Sunday and Monday of next week, and less humid, too. That would feel good.
If we can keep the wind from getting dangerous, I'll take all the rain we can get right now.
I hear you. Same here.
Thanks.
All right, coming up, gas, groceries, now it's Pullen Park amusement park tickets that are going up in price. We'll tell you how much they'll cost and how you can avoid waiting in a line to get them.
You can also listen to this newscast as a podcast, we'd like to tell you. The WRAL News Daily Podcast features entire newscasts from beginning to end, morning, noon, evening, and now this 7 p.m. newscast also added to our podcast list. You can find WRAL News Daily in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
All right, if you're eating right now, you may want to just pause a little bit. The Top Dog did it again at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Take a look.
With 63 Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and Buns for his 15th championship, Joey Chestnut!
Joey looks like he needs a nap and just some love. He won his 15th title today after devouring 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. He was looking to break his own record, which he set last year, 76 hot dogs. Didn't quite make it. He still won. He was able to keep the crown for yet another year. This is just disgusting.
Somebody give Joey a nap and some love. Just somebody needs to just tell Joey, you don't need to keep doing this, man. You can just do something else. The Boys and Girls Club of the Sandhills is celebrating after receiving a major donation. The Dedman family, they gifted the club $500,000 for its Building Great Futures campaign. The goal is to help expand services to more kids across Moore County. The club still needs a lot more money, though. They have a big, lofty goal of about $2.9 million they're hoping to reach. You can learn more by going to Boys and Girls Club of the Sandhills website.
Starting tomorrow, it'll cost you a little more to enjoy the amusements at Raleigh's Pullen Park. The train, carousel, and kiddie boats will be $2 per rider. Pedal boat rentals will be $7 for 30 minutes. They now require a separate type of ticket from the other attractions. Older tickets that have already been purchased will be honored. You can get that on the city's website.
Thanks for being with us. We'll see you at 10.